Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Miguel.
Yes.
What's up, man? You're looking for Jennifer?
So I've been out with Jennifer a few times already. She's really sweet. I think we were really feeling each other out. And I thought it was like we were all on the same page. And now I'm here calling you guys. I don't know.
Somebody's not on the same page as you, Miguel. Okay, well, what happened last time you guys hung out? We can let's start there. We can break this down.
I mean, man, I know it's rough. I really don't have a clue. My mom raised me with like a very chivalrous kind of like attitude. You know, I'm all old school, man. I open the door for her. You know, I'll pick her up. I'll pay for the dates. You know what I mean? I pay for when we go to dinner. I bring her flowers. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. She didn't even give me any bad vibes, man. I don't know.
Miguel?
Yeah.
You're doing that thing when someone is at a job interview and they say, tell me your weaknesses. And you say, I care too much. I'm a perfectionist. You're telling me that you just hit it out of the park. But if there's a reason she doesn't want to see you, it's because you're too good for her?
Dude, I'm telling you, I swear on my abuela's grave, right? May she roll over if I ever got a bad vibe out of this, all right?
Really? Maybe
I'm telling you, man.
Some people are like that. Some women are like, I want some f***ing drama. And this bitch agrees to everything I say.
Honestly, I mean, dude, that might be even it. Like, maybe I've just agreed to everything she wanted and she doesn't want it. I don't know.
He's holding strong to this. I'm the perfect guy. All right, Miguel, we're going to call her for you next, all right?
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jennifer?
Yeah, how can I help you?
Oh, hi. So, Jennifer, my name is Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, and we got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you. Could I explain really quickly?
Are you sure you have the right person? This is my work number.
Does your work number? Okay, we do have the right person. How about this? I'm going to name the gentleman because it's a guy that you know, and if you agree to go on a date with him, you just let us know where you'd like to go, any restaurant. You tell us when you want to go, any day. You tell us what time you're free, and we'll set the whole thing up, pay for the drinks, pay for the food, all that stuff.
Oh, wow. And there's no catch at all?
No, zero catch. Like I said, I'll tell you the guy's name.
Okay, sweet. Who's the guy?
Okay, so Miguel, what do you think?
Oh, no. No f***ing way.
No f***ing way. Okay.
Wow, that wasn't okay. Just a no.
Okay, so he's very confused as to what he did wrong, because when we spoke to him, he said that he was I don't want to say he's been hitting grand slams every time he's been at the plate, but he said that he's been doing very good as far as being a companion during your dates.
Okay, look, technically he has no place in the wrong, but all right, I'll explain. See, I've been out with some, like, kind of some weirdos in the past, you know, because, like, you know, in the world, you know, not everybody's, like, you know, fucking great. But when I say weird, I'm, like, literally being nice. These guys are all hiding shit that nobody could believe. Total different identities. Like, one guy was hiding a family. He had a wife and kids. He said he got sick of it. And I was working with a private detective, so, hey, why not use this guy and start asking him to look up guys, background checks, and help me out, you know, and see if guys are hiding anything.
Okay, so you did that on Miguel. What is he hiding?
Well, you know what? He was fine.
Okay.
He's actually a pretty awesome dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot deal with the family drama. He has a brother who is a complete piece of shit criminal. Absolutely horrible.
Me, bro. He did it again.
Okay, hold on. So Jennifer, Miguel's on the phone.
What? Oh, my God. Okay, listen. It's not you, okay? Honestly, and it's not going to be one of those lines, but I know that being with someone means being with their family too. And I'm in here for the long haul, but I am not here for the drama, boy.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you explain the... Melissa asked a great question about, like, when you say...
A criminal.
Yeah. Can we explain here? Is it true that you have a brother? Who is that, Miguel?
Okay. First, don't apologize. Okay. I am very aware of what a piece of shit my brother is. Trust me. All right. He has fucked over me, my sister, my parents. He scammed my grandmother out of money. He's just a asshole. I know. Okay.
Where is it? Like, do you see him often or?
No, man, I don't see this guy at all. I have not spoken to him in who knows how long. He doesn't have my phone number. I think the last time I even heard, he was somewhere in New Hampshire. I mean, that's all I do.
Actually, no, like, on paper, he moved to Florida last year.
He did? I mean, you see, I don't know, man. None of us talk to this guy. He sometimes finds a way to f*** me over with every girl. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't understand.
How's he f***ing over with girls, though?
Like, let's say when I would talk to a girl and I would, like, introduce him and stuff like that, they would dump me because he is such a f***ing asshole. You know what I mean? Now, of course, the one girl I find that's, like, great has a PI, and I can't f***ing win, man.
When you say he's a criminal, like, what type of criminal are we talking here?
Look, he's like... Bro, he's run the gamut, man. He's dealt coke. He's done like an underground sports gambling kind of ring, mm-hmm. You know, some bullshit online thing. He got banned from the Garden in Gillette for fighting, and he's been in prison like at least four times.
So he's a multiple offender. Yes. of multiple different things.
He's been there six times, and he's also banned from Fenway Park.
Wait, he's been to jail six times, and he's banned from Fenway Park too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My. He can't go to any Boston sporting event.
Could you? What if you and Miguel get back together and you change your identities and move to Idaho, and we'll pay for
that's a little extreme.
We'll pay for a date at a nice potato place in Idaho.
Oh my God.
I don't know, man. My life is not a novella. I don't want it to turn into a Lifetime movie. I'm sorry. I cannot. I want to find a great normal guy that I couldn't date.
You found a great normal guy who just happens to have a piece of brother. Miguel?
I can't defend myself here, man. This guy would find a way to it all up. He would get into your life. He would steal something while you're at work or something.
Miguel, we're trying to help you here. You're not helping yourself.
I know. He's a soul-sucking motherfucker, man.
Soul-sucking motherfucker.
What's really fucked up is when I was six, we were playing on the roof of my house one time, and I probably could have just, you know, done a little shove, and all this would have been good. Yo, Carlos, if you are in Massachusetts and your ear is open to my voice, please walk into an ocean and don't come back.
Oh,
my God.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at Hot969Boston.com/help.